The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Hey, good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Tuesday, Linda's on assignment. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. So you can hear us all over the world. And we told you we were getting texts from people in Greenland the other week that was listening to the show. I don't know why, but hey. Except that we are worldwide famous. Good morning. Oh, wait a minute. 7:05 in the morning. News at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Ben's here. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, you're looking good today. Saw you yesterday.
Thanks.
When you came in, you know, pick up your check a week late. Must be nice to be rich like that. Is that when they released you off the work crew? Or nah, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. <yep.
laughs> Yeah, turn in your uniform. Hey, buddy, what special day we have today?
Nothing real good. No. There's a National Snack Stick Day.
Okay. Well, that's enough. If they're the rest are like that, we'll just kind of go right past that and go right to the weather. I'm glad we're at the first day of fall was yesterday. And I'm glad that our fall seems to be so warm, setting records for that. Today, oh, my gosh, second day of fall, and the high today is going to be 101 degrees. Tomorrow, near around 97, it keeps going like 94. Friday, 101 again. And then Sunday, it's going to go all the way down to 90. But Monday, chance of showers. Mostly sunny with a high near 87 for Monday. So we've got triple digits this week and the second, third, fourth, fifth day of fall. I can't wait to see what, you know, winter's going to look like. And the weather reports, my friends, are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson, family-owned. Been in the business for 30 years. Treat their customers just in an outstanding manner. Have discounts for seniors and veterans. I can't say enough about Shasta Gas Propane and the Kinney family. Just great people over there. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I am here with Andy Solzvik.
Good morning.
Good morning, man. He is ready to go. Oh, something happening today that would get you going?
We have a few things going. We've been up early and bright.
Everybody goes, Andy Solzvik, that name sounds familiar. Well, he is the general manager of our airports here in Redding. Good morning, Andy.
Welcome. Glad to be here.
He says to me, he goes, I don't know why I'm here. We do have something going on today. And that is?
So we have our major runway shutdown today. We started at 6 a.m. this morning, so I was already out there at work. And closed her down. We're getting all the barricades up. And then we're also doing our parking lot project. So that's kicked off at 7 a.m.
Okay, so Redding Airport is now effectively shut down.
The airport itself is technically open. Our crosswind runway is open, so that's for general aviation activity. And airlines are closed down.
Okay, so what can land at the crossway?
It's our crosswind runway. We have two runways, right? And it's about 5,000 feet in length, so our general aviation aircraft. So private businesses, FedEx could even use it. Uh-huh. A lot of the just privately owned aircraft, so smaller aircraft that can use a runway of that length. Okay. It's just the main runway that closed down, which caused the commercial airlines to have to...
The main money bringers.
That's right, yeah.
They're shut down. And how long is this going to be?
So it's going to be a 28-day closure. Okay. We have weather built into those days as a factor, and so far it's looking sunny and bright, so we're going to get cranking this.
Real sunny.
Yeah, it's going to be hot.
Now, when you shut this down, what is being done specifically? I know that this was that airport runways have to be managed and they have to be repaired. Right. So what exactly is going on there?
Sure. So the last time the runway was paved was in 2001. Mm-hmm. So it's been a bit of a stretch. And,
oh, wow.
What happens is, just like any roads, is you get water seepage through cracks, you get weathering over time, and so the water gets underneath the asphalt surfaces and starts to crack it even more.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we were getting was called undulations. It's sort of like these small waves in the runway.
Oh, yeah.
And it's been perfectly safe, but you just never know when things are going to start to fail. Mm-hmm. And if it does fail, then that means you'd have to shut your runway down and get an immediate fix. So it's kind of a preventive maintenance type thing. And we're just resurfacing the entire runway, but along a bunch of other things, too.
I imagine that if it's kind of undulating and you have a huge plane, you know, you have passenger planes come down, it just doesn't do it. I mean, it's not like you're driving your Tesla electric car across.
Yeah, the aircraft are a little bit heavier.
Yeah, and right. They come down and hit hard and all that. Could it literally just blow a hole in the runway?
Well, if what you can don't take do, yeah, you can start just deteriorating. Like you see, like potholes, right?
Yeah.
You don't want potholes in a runway whatsoever. So we would just want to make sure to catch things like this early on.
I don't want a pothole on Placer Street, much less on my runway.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So in addition to the runway, though, we are going to be redoing our blast pads, which are at both ends of the runway. We're improving some safety areas. We are upgrading our lights on the runway itself, going from incandescent to LED lights, which will be more energy efficient. They're going to last longer, be brighter.
Mm-hmm.
And then also all of the signage on our airfield is going to get replaced. So that's a pretty significant piece to it.
And then at the same time, you're redoing the parking lot.
We are. It was such a great time to fit that in. And since everything's kind of shut down from a terminal aspect, aside from Peter Chu's and the car rentals being open, this was a great opportunity to get that parking lot done.
Well, and just as an aside here, Peter Chu's was rated as one of the top airport foodie places.
It sure was.
In the United States.
You know, people will fly in and then go to that restaurant.
It's great food. I don't know why I don't go out there more, because when I have, I've just thoroughly enjoyed it. We usually go out there, it's like a bunch of us.
Right.
And, but yeah, when I read that we had one of our own, Peter Chu's.
Yeah.
One of the best in the United States. So people actually fly in for that? Private planes?
Yeah, either on private planes or if they have flight benefits, they'll just take a flight out and, you know, check out the restaurant. But it's awesome. They've been around, I believe, around 30 years.
Yeah.
About to renew their lease, and it's been great.
Yeah, we go to the Chew's, too, you know, downtown here, over there in that little shopping center where I guess there's a name for it, but I don't remember. We go over there, and that's
it's a popular little spot. It's a nice place, and it's great. I love grabbing a quick lunch when I can.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. I'm with Andy Solzvig, who is the Reading – he's the airport's manager for the Reading Regional Airport, which includes Benton.
It does.
And I'm going to talk a little bit about Benton, but we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
that time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter Family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. But it takes the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hey man, I like you, Andy. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl Lindebaum. Today, we've got Andy Solzvik, who has got a great sense of humor. And he was on before, but I didn't get all this the first time. And he's the airport's manager for Reading Regional Airport, which includes Benton. And we're shutting down the airport for repairs of the runways. But let's talk a little bit about you, Andy. You've been in the airport business a long time.
I have. I guess it's going on 26 years now.
Wow. And we were discussing during the break your term up there at Minot, North Dakota.
Right.
Which has got to be one of the coldest places in the United States.
We know the phrase, right? Why not, why not?
Yeah, why not, why not? Yeah.
Do you know the answer to that?
No, I have no
reason's the reason.
Freezing's the reason. Okay, let's talk about you. Where were you from originally?
I was born and raised in Minneapolis.
Well, so you're kind of used to
it. Yeah, that's why I like to say I'm cryogenically frozen half my life.
Bemidji.
I know where Bemidji is. I've been there.
That's Bemidji, Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And there's a university there, or a college.
Sure.
Bemidji. And believe it or not, I had two buddies that were officers in the Marine Corps, both from Bemidji, and
okay.
Didn't know each other. But that's one of the coldest places in the United States.
It really
is. You'll
yeah.
see that every so often. Oh, it's so cold. Oh, it's like 15 or 10 below in Bemidji, if I'm pronouncing it right. Okay, so you were born up in the Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. Yep, in the cities.
And in Solvig, is that a Norwegian? Or?
It is. It's
okay.
Norwegian.
Okay,
yep.
All right.
Those North Dakotans really like me, those Scandahoovians.
So what got you into airport?
Well, in 10th grade, you know when you have career day
mm-hmm.
in high school?
Yeah.
We had a pilot come talk to our class, and I lived close to the airport in Minneapolis, and I said, you know, I like this pilot idea, so I wanted to get into aviation, wanted to be a pilot, and then I realized in college While I enjoyed flying, I just didn't quite see myself doing it every day. Ended up taking an airport management class, and I said, hey, I get aviation and business, and that's what I want to do.
Okay, so, but you still wanted to be in the airport. You know, it's amazing how many people I talk to that are in, you know, in certain businesses or professions. It started back, when they were a kid. They, something in a presentation or something struck them, and they stayed with it and made that their life's profession. I find that really interesting.
And it's kind of rare for people to, you know, select something and move with it because, you know, especially in college, most of my friends, they're not in or not in the business of what they actually studied for, and that happens a lot, and that's okay. But I've been pretty fortunate to work in the industry a long time and worked at 7 different airports now.
Okay. So, and one of them, of course, is Minot, which is the coldest place I've ever heard of. When you get presentations, even if it's military presentations, like every other photo is of the snow. And say, well, this is one of the things we're facing up there, and you're looking at it, and you're going, pretty soon you just forgot what they were talking about, could care less, because now it was all about snow.
Right.
And cold.
It's more because the cold than
it's the cold because
the wind.
Of the wind.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what kind of problems does that lead to at an airport?
Well, we learn a lot about snow removal because we have to get that runway cleared, right, and everything. So it's just being able to manage your resources. And
what about having to de-ice planes? Because I of course, watch America, you know, the Air Disaster Channel.
Sure.
And, you know, I don't know if you've seen it, but you know, it just goes on and on about different aircraft.
Right.
And every so often you'll see that they got de-iced but then got stuck in the line, and it iced over again, and that was the cause of this one wreck. But de-icing, big machines, or you know, you're spraying.
Different trucks, different types of de-icing materials, 2 different types, and so one's more of an anti-ice, one's a preventive, and so just kind of depends. I mean, these larger hubs like Minneapolis, Detroit, New York, and things that. Chicago, that get major storms that just have a lot of activity. They have to really take that into consideration. But smaller airports, like, I mean, Minot's pretty similar to Reading as far as size and activity and everything. Right. So, you know, they're able to get an aircraft or two out, no problem.
Well, how much snow on a runway is a problem?
Technically, we have to do anything of an eighth of an inch.
Eighth of an inch.
Right.
Is that because of?
It's because the snow will cover up the markings, and so then the pilots can't see the markings.
Okay.
So that's one thing that's different compared to roads, is that we have to be out there no matter what kind of snow and conditions.
An eighth of an inch because it'll cover the markings.
Correct.
Which they need to see when they're
right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you've got crews out there.
Yeah, whether it's eighth of an inch or 2 foot. Feet.
Yeah. Now, did you ever have to shut down because of snow?
Never, no.
Okay.
I've been close before, but our objective is to have the resources available so we can keep those runways open. And, that's just the objective of any airport operation, really.
So you probably had more snow plows for your airport, which is the size about the Benton Airport, than the whole county of Shasta.
Most likely, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, we had a whole fleet. I'd say probably at least, I want to say 8 to 12 pieces of equipment.
Okay. All right. Okay, so you're at Minot, and then was that your last airport you were at? Or
it was not. I was in Minot as my first director position there, a little over about 7.5 years.
Okay.
And then from there, I got a really good opportunity to be the number 2 in Vail, Colorado, which was also snowy, less cold. But you want to talk about winters, like when you talk 6 inches of snow, we call that Saturday.
Is that right? Because so Vail would get a lot more snow than Minot.
It did.
Okay, because right. So then you were really, was it the same thing if it's an eighth of an inch?
Same thing, same operation.
How big is the Vail Airport?
They do, I want to say, over 200,000 employments. So for perspective, in Reading here, we're doing about 90,000 employments.
Okay, so it's, gosh, twice.
And what the difference was is we would get 80% of our traffic in the winter. So about 4 to 5 months, mm-hmm. 80% of our annual employments were during winter season.
Wow, which made it a little
so
bit more difficult.
So we changed from, let's just say, 737 aircraft to 757s that came from New York, Washington.
Bigger aircraft?
Atlanta, yeah.
Okay.
A lot more people
coming in and out. Coming in to a ski.
Right.
Wow.
It was quite the operation.
Wow. 200,000. That's mm-hmm. planes landing and taking off. And that doesn't count your private planes.
Well, that's employments. So we have operations, which is the landings and takeoffs.
Okay.
But the passenger employments is what that number reflects. So
okay.
Just number of people, getting on a plane to go somewhere.
Oh, so that's 200,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how many planes is that approximately?
Oh, I don't recall off the top of my head. It's been a while since I've been there, but
ended
up in
several thousand.
Tens of thousands.
Okay. That's
probably like 80,000 operations.
Okay. Well, then that.
Between private aircraft and commercial airlines.
I didn't understand, the terminology. I thought that was just planes coming in. Yeah, I was thinking you must be getting all types of private planes.
Oh, they had tons of private. You have to, remember the clientele that goes to Vail.
I know. Yeah.
A lot of them have private aircraft.
Well, yeah, they're doing their best for climate control and climate change. So they're just, they're flying. I have flown in the Reno during the snow, and they didn't tell us we knew the plane was continuing on to Chicago. What they didn't tell us was they were fueling it up as much as they could so that when they hit Reno, because they knew the snow, so they could keep going. And how do you how did you make up for that weight of the fuel? You left everybody's baggage.
Oh no.
In Orange County. Oh yeah, the only thing that made it off was one set of skis. There we had one set of skis, four of us, and no clothes.
And oh my
goodness. We couldn't get up to Tahoe because the roads were blocked off. Yeah, we were Walmarting it. Yeah. Anyway, enough of that. because I'm but just dealing with the snow and all the people. Where is it difficult dealing with the Vail, I guess, personage as opposed to Minot and Reading? Were they different? Were they expecting?
It was different. And you have to understand, too, when I was in North Dakota, it was right during the oil boom.
Oh, my
gosh. So people were flocking to North Dakota to get in that industry. And so we had people from all over the nation coming there. And it was during the recession.
Yeah.
And so just very different clientele. And so, you cater your amenities in the terminal to kind of meet that. You actually take a look at furniture of what's going to be more durable versus what's more comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's all these little details when you look
at it. I rolled through there riding into Sturgis, and I saw that they were paying bonuses. This was back then, to work at McDonald's. And it was like 25 bucks an hour because you could not find an employee anywhere because they were all in the goil, gas and oil.
Yeah, it was Wild West.
It really was. So that was a different clientele than your Vail clientele.
It was. I mean, and every community is a little bit different. You're going to have your business and your leisure travelers, so it depends where you're at. So I went from Vail then to Moab, Utah, where I was the director there, and that was entirely different.
That was another great place, Moab.
Yeah, there's some pretty cool spots.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. So you went to Moab.
I did.
And that, so you didn't have the snow.
We had a little bit of snow, not too bad. It always melted pretty fast, and but just such a small airport, very remote. But I could see the edge of Arches National Park from my office window.
Yeah. Wow.
That was pretty neat.
And how long were you there?
A little over 2 years.
Okay.
Right.
Now, every time that you moved, was this – and went to a new airport. Was this kind of like when you're a football coach, if you just had one on, mm-hmm. he would go to a different, he would go to a different organization, doing a kind of a different job, learning, getting all the basics and then building on those. And each one gave you a new a new arrow in your quiver, you might say.
Well, yeah, that's very true. Had different experience and different opportunities at each of those airports. And for example, in Moab, we were required to get what's called ARF trained, which is airport rescue and firefighting. I'd never had that experience before, but we had to have that training because we had such a small staff. Uh-huh. And what a great experience that was.
So you had to learn how to fight fires?
I did. I had to learn how to fight aircraft fires and do a little bit of rescue. So it was about 1 week of training on the job. It was pretty neat.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was neat. So got to drive those big trucks, spray water and all that.
Yeah, spray water and all that kind of stuff. Huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of good to know around, you know, because you got a small crew.
So between, you know, being director, doing an oil boom, doing terminal, actually building a new terminal, all that stuff in North Dakota, learning snow operations in Vail, doing ARF training in Moab, among the other duties that we do as an airport manager, of a broad scale of experience, which is beneficial to the position.
Well, of course it is. The more you know about it, then you become an expert in so many different fields. And we got to take a break here. When we come back, I want to talk about how you got here.
Okay.
And what attracted you to Redding? And then we'll go back to the things that are happening out at the airfield. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. And what can I say? It's just Linda's kind of little she cave that she goes into. This Four Winds Jewelry has been here for 30 years. They're the only full-service jewelry store, like I mentioned. Only watch repairmen, stone cutters, jewelry designers. Plus, they have a fantastic display of jewelry, everything from Native American, Opon, estate jewelry, and then all the regular stuff. Get your battery changed in your watch, walk in, and you're up walking out in 5 minutes with your battery changed at a very reasonable price. In fact, all their prices are very reasonable at Four Winds Jewelry. Voted best in the North State for 3 years in a row, and there's a reason for it. I believe they are the best. That's Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, kind of across the street from C.R. Gibbs, and they're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4:00. We'll be right back with Andy Solzvik.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Fall fun is brewing. Join us for Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay's Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp, happening Saturday, October 11th from 5 to 8 p.m. Enjoy craft beer or root beer, tasty food, live music, live animal encounters, artisan booths, and more at this all-ages, family-friendly event. Children 3 and under get in for free. All proceeds benefit Turtle Bay. Oktoberfest is presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. Saturday, October 11th. Tickets are on sale now at turtlebay.org.
Back to school specials are here at Charlu's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large two-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered too. Happy hour, 7 days a week from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlu's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlu's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Electric Utility. You think about purchasing? Yes, we're still doing this. Thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle? Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost for your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV. For more information about those rebates available. I'm here with Andy Solzvig, who is the manager of the Redding Airport and Benton Airport. And there's a question. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl and Andy. Quick question. I grew up in Grand Forks, so I totally understand what this man's talking about. And I worked in the Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport ages ago in airport security. My question for your guest is, given the latest with the conduct, misbehavior, acting out of passengers in the last, I don't know, couple of years, I guess, does he have an opinion or assessment on when a jet has to turn around or land unintentionally, like because it's getting whatever, I don't know if they have a protocol, policy, and procedures in place? And then lastly, if there's time, and I'll listen off air, any opinion on all the government talking about the geoengineering and the spraying and that kind of thing? Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. Do y'all have anything to say about if the plane turns around or anything like that?
I really don't. That's entirely up to the crew. It's federal airspace,
yeah.
And so it's really up to the crew to make that decision. And then when they land, the authorities will handle it appropriately. But I love the fact that she's from Grand Forks. I'm a UND grad, so
and she worked
great.
Oh, in the snow. You know, of course, you see all these things since reels were invented. That there's somebody on the aircraft, ma'am. You're going to have to leave, or I'm going to have to debark the whole plane and then come back and get you. Okay. And then what happens then? Has that ever happened in Redding?
You know, it happened recently.
It did.
We did. And that's the first time in my entire career we had a situation. So the crew called in. Anybody traveling, don't smoke on an aircraft, regardless of what it is. Don't vape, nothing. But this individual is coming from Seattle and decided to vape up and wouldn't quite put it out. So the crew said, all right, on the flight.
Before they took off.
It didn't even use the restroom to do it. He was in a seat. And it's like, I don't know if he was anxious or what the deal was. But anyway, he met with the authorities when they landed.
Oh, so he was doing it on the plane.
Yes.
While they were in flight.
And yes. So don't do that, folks.
You know what? I remember, because I can remember back when you could smoke on flights. And they said, okay, we're going to make a non-smoking section. Sure. There I am, I'm in the non-smoking section. The guy behind me was in the smoking section. And you could watch them. They'd have the cigarette ready. And when the seatbelt went off and the cigarette went on, we were just clouded.
It was different times back then. Interesting hearing stories about that.
It is. Anyway, Andy, what brought you to Redding? Because, I mean, I know that, you know, you go to different airports, get that experience, but what was it about Redding that appealed to you?
Well, prior to here, I was in Reno, and I was working in the private sector, but still in the industry.
Right.
So just more from a vendor standpoint, and I was kind of itching to get back into airports, but I wanted to be relatively close to the Reno area because my mom lives there, so I can check in on her, stuff like that. So this opportunity opened up. I happen to know a previous airport manager here. Many people locally know him.
Jim Lutley.
Actually, it was Rod Dinger.
Oh, Rod Dinger.
I've known Rod for many, many years.
Yeah.
And he said, hey, I think you should apply for this position. And I looked into it, and sure enough, when I came out to interview, it just was such a good feel.
Good.
With everybody I met, and including my boss, Steve Bade, It's fantastic. We have a great relationship. The team here is a one of a kind, and I really enjoy working here. So I just saw a good opportunity that had everything I was looking for. I'm an outdoorsy person as well. And so having that good work-life balance made sense to me.
Okay. So you're happy here then?
I am.
Okay. So you've been here a year and you shut down our airport.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. Good job, right?
No. Okay.
We announced Denver and then I shut it down.
It should have been done a while ago, but something about the grant didn't go through or something.
It was supposed to happen a year ago. We just didn't get the federal grant that was they were hoping to get at the time, so we were able to make it work this year.
Amazing what happens if you don't sign that paperwork, huh?
It is go time, so we are all excited about it and getting this project done.
So this is going to go for 23 days.
28 days.
28 days. What happens to all the those commercial flights? What do they do? Just put them on hold for 28 days?
So my understanding is the airline just reallocates the resources, so they put them in other markets.
Sure, of course.
Yeah, they still have the aircraft and the crew. They're probably trying out other markets. I don't know what they're doing with them.
They're not trying to.
They will return, and we're excited about that. And Denver's doing very well, by the way.
Is Denver doing well?
Yes. It's having wonderful load factors. United's really happy about it. We just want it to continue through the rest of the year, make it a success.
Well, you know, one of the flights, I forget which airline it was, but they were bringing in kind of a large plane, and they weren't getting 80% or whatever they want. And it seemed like they would tell them, well, maybe they should bring in a little bit smaller plane, you know, maybe 15 less passengers or whatever, and we could, you know, get our percentage. I mean, do they have the ability to do that, or is that just too simple?
It really depends on the airline. And that particular airline, I'm assuming we're talking about Avelo, they just didn't have other types of aircraft.
That's what I was wondering, if you got this one or nothing.
Right. Yeah, it depends on the type of fleet the airline has.
The big thing about airports, especially the bigger ones, isn't it that they have space to bring their aircraft in? I mean, in the sense of you only get so many parking spots at airports.
Mm-hmm.
And they would put more in, but they can't get the parking spots.
Right. The congestion can occur.
I've read that.
Here we have we have six positions here, so we should be able to handle it. Really, it comes down to capacity of the terminal in our situation here in Reading. So if we did run into a situation where there's going to be a lot of overlap, I would then have a conversation with the airline saying, hey, can you spread this thing out a little bit, maybe a half hour earlier, half hour later? We can figure out ways to make things work. But we're constantly talking to the airlines. In fact, we'll be having our next meetings in November.
Cool. There's something about being able to land at your airport, get off the plane, see Jim over there loading your luggage, offloading your luggage, kind of wandering back over to the baggage claim, and you see him come in with it. I kind of like that, as opposed to being in Denver where it goes for 5 miles in a circular motion. And
it has a nice local feel for sure.
It does. So this will be done in 28 days, and then the parking lot also.
Correct.
Could we extend the size of our airport if it ever came to that? Do we have a room?
We do. Yeah, we have room. And in fact, as part of our wrap up for the master plan, which should be coming in the next few months, we have a conceptual idea for even terminal expansion. What that looks like, whether it's new or old or a hybrid of both. And then we do have room on the north end of the runway to do another 1,000-foot expansion, so we have some space.
What about all the firefighting aircraft that's usually out there? Where do they disperse to? Because, you know, September, October is a big time to fight fires out here.
Right. So the fixed-wing aircraft is relocating to Chico, which by air miles takes, they said, anywhere between 10 to 12 minutes. Mm-hmm. Not too bad.
Right.
The helicopters will still be here.
Okay.
And, in fact, the helicopters that you see out at the airport, they're going to be operating every day already.
Can you shift over to Benton?
We did look into that. Some of the helicopters were considering that. Just the runway length is too short for the fixed wing.
Right.
Especially when they have full loads.
Okay. But the helicopters could do it.
Yes.
Talk to me about Benton. Is that something, you know, every so often you hear people talking about shutting down Benton?
Now, like, Benton is such a nice gem for this community. It really is. We have a lot of private aircraft that, People have been out there for decades, honestly, and it's just a great little resource. We want to keep that thing going. It is an economic driver. It is self-sustaining based on the rents and revenues that we get for that airport. We realize that there's a lot of work that needs to be done, especially with the asphalt. We're trying to make that a priority. Federal funding is pretty limited on what we're able to do out there. Mm-hmm. And so especially when you look at hangars, because the FAA considers that kind of private investment in a sense, it really restricts you to what you can do on taxi lanes, and that's where we need the most help. So we are, you know, I'm doing the best I can to figure out, okay, how can we pay for some of these improvements? What does that look like? But it is going to be a long wait game, unfortunately. It is a priority.
That's not something you have a bake sale on.
No, no, we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars needed for this kind of work.
Did that have a big, did the shutdown of the runways, the main airport on the flight school out there? Did that?
Yeah, flight school's still going. In fact, they're keeping pretty busy. During the shutdown, they said they're going to be focused more on simulator training and ground school, which makes sense.
Makes sense. Yeah. Get them back. Okay. Hey, I'm here with Andy Solzvig, who is the manager out there at the Renton Airport and the Benton Airport. He's got a 20 years in the business, over 20 years in the business at a variety of different airports. Heard about this opening when he was in Reno. Mm-hmm. And applied for the job and got it. And he's been here a year and a week, and he's already shut down the airport. No, he's
nice job.
nice job, Andy.
Exactly.
We're getting our runways redone, which we have to do, because can you imagine, you know, a pothole in Placer is a lot different than a pothole at the airport. Which could have happened, and, you know, if you don't take care of it like that. Okay, we're going to be right back after these messages.
Inviting Cultures is hosting a special free event on Saturday, October 4th from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at Meadow Lane Elementary School at 2770 Ballsbury Road in Anderson. This multicultural gathering is designed to foster harmony among diverse cultures and will feature on-site health screenings where attendees can speak with experts about health, nutrition, also climate resilience and disaster preparedness. This celebration will also delight your taste buds with international free foods while you enjoy multicultural music and listen to inspiring guest speakers. Both kids and adults alike will love the martial arts demonstrations and opportunities to learn about Native American traditions. Inviting Culture's special event will be filled with plenty of fun activities for the kids. Saturday, October 4th at Meadow Lane Elementary School in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Don't miss this unforgettable day of connection, creativity, and celebration. Free booth space is still available by calling 530-440-2626. Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
I'm just sitting out here watching airplanes take off and fly.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:50 in the morning here on the 23rd of September. It's going to be, gosh, 101 today. I don't like that, but there's nothing I can do about it, can I? But it's going to get down all the way to 69 tonight. So 30 degree difference. And that makes the difference between if you live in Phoenix where it's 112 and at night it's 100. So yeah, recovery time. I'm here with Andy Solzvig, who is the manager, the general manager out there at Reading Airport and the Benton Airport. We've been talking about the closure of the runway, why it's going, how long it's going to last, and the, also redoing the parking lot. And so that in 28 days, 27 days from today, it's all going to be pretty out there. Pretty.
It's going to look great. We're excited about it.
You know, here's the thing is, you know, for the longest time, we would make reservations to fly out of here. This was years ago. And, the first guy you were talking about, the first airport manager.
Oh, Rod Dinger?
Rod Dinger and then Wadley. We made three reservations to fly out of here, two of which we had to go, ended up in Sacramento because the flights weren't coming in. And that has changed dramatically. So that, you know, you can pretty much count on the flights coming in. And then there was this thing about, oh gosh, you know, I'm just going down to Sacramento and catch a flight. Well, now we're going to Denver and we're going to San Francisco. We're going to LA and
anywhere else. Seattle.
In Seattle. And people talk about the cost. Well, if you look at the cost, it's actually the same. I mean, within a couple of dollars of flying out of here and then not having to drive back from Sacramento.
Right.
It's huge.
Yeah. I mean, time is our most valuable asset, right? And so when you add up those costs, your time, gas, whatever, you know, food, et cetera. I mean, it comes out pretty close to just flying.
It does. And then when you get back, you're only 15 minutes from home.
Oh, it's great.
If that. Mm-hmm. And,
if you live in Reading.
Like, if you live in Reading, but even if you live in, like, in Palo Cedro or any of those, I mean, surrounding areas, it's still, you save yourself a lot of time.
It sure does.
And then with the cost of fuel the way it is and your time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause when we'd come back, it'd always be like 10 o'clock at night. You end up arriving, you know, Sacramento.
So do
you spend the night? Do you spend the night? No, well, not me. Go to sleep, honey. And off we go. You get back here. What are you looking at now? I mean, you've got lots of experience and you've seen these other airports and you've worked there, you've managed there. What do you see for us in the next 5 years?
Well, I've been saying this in the last year is I really see Reading as an up and comer. We are as a community doing really good things between the upgrades in downtown, other developments, businesses coming into town slowly. I see that happening more and more. It's great having those partnerships with Visit Reading and the Economic Development Corporation, all of that. Like, those are really key partnerships to have as we, you know, communicate to the airlines about additional air service. And I've talked about this before. We're really trying to push hard for San Diego. That's on the radar.
Okay.
Alaska has shown interest in maybe a second daily to Seattle at some point. We don't know when that will happen, but it has been brought up. We're constantly talking to other airlines as well. There is interest out there. It's just kind of a matter of timing and, you know, whether it's Vegas or maybe, another LA, not necessarily LA, but maybe a Burbank or other things. So there's things that need to happen and there's so many different factors involved. So the airlines kind of wanted to see how Denver's doing. So luckily Denver's doing very well. We need our
other
market.
I'm glad to hear that because I haven't really heard anything. And of course, everything starts off with, you know, confetti.
Right.
But then how's it look, you know, 6 months later?
Yeah. So we will see as the things play out throughout the year. There's some seasonality involved, of course, but we had a great summer. In fact, I'll just announce it, is we had the busiest summer ever on record for Reading.
Is that right?
We did.
Cool.
So over 10,000 employments for the months of June and July, and we got really close to that in August, so this was fantastic.
10,000 a month?
10,000 a month, employment.
And employment, of course, is a passenger.
Passenger getting on an aircraft.
Okay. Wow. 10,000.
Right.
2 months in a row, and almost three.
Right.
Well, that's cool.
So that's reassuring, yeah. I mean, it helps our argument when we have those conversations.
Yeah. The so, expanding the aircraft service that's coming in here. What would, but it all kind of comes down to we've got to sell this region. We've got to make Shasta County and Redding kind of the hub of people coming in for adventure and going kayaking and all the different things they can do. Do people come in for events? Let's just use the Redding Rodeo. Did you notice people coming in for that?
I don't notice it. I'm sure there are people that do.
That's usually people who drive in from the surroundings.
That'd be my assumption.
Yeah.
But I'm sure some people.
Except the Cowboys are coming in, flying in from other places to come out here.
And there's some other events. I mean, I just, I think the community is really pushing hard to try to bring events in or encourage those travelers. So we'll see in time, but I think it's going to happen.
But right now we're holding our own.
We are. We're fighting
above our weight.
Right. And so, and I know there's a question out there where I was like, well, what, you know, some of these other markets got this airline or that route. And, yes, it is a competitive market. We understand that. There's different factors involved, whether it comes to the price, or if there's ground services available. We only have SkyWest. We don't have another provider.
Well, that was a big problem to us for a short period of time, wasn't it?
It was for Avelo.
Yeah, for Avelo.
Right.
Because we only have SkyWest, and SkyWest handles all of them coming in, cleaning the planes.
Mm-hmm. They do all the ground services for Alaska United. I mean, they also operate with American and Delta. So it's kind of their own company, and they do a great job.
So that means every plane that lands, is that their guy out there with the wands?
So they are a SkyWest employee. Correct.
Okay, they bring them in. They offload the people. Do they handle the luggage, too?
They do.
Okay, so once that plane lands, SkyWest or a company like that takes care of everything, cleaning the planes, getting the people out.
Checking the people
getting them
in,
on, all right. That kind of stuff.
Yeah, so the staff will do multiple duties. They'll be checking people in. They'll close the counter down. They'll go handle the baggage and take care of the aircraft as well. And then checking people in.
And you need that. I mean, you need a company that will do that.
Right.
So that thing that was going on between them and Avelo was... That was internal type thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was a business decision for them. And then, you know, it was just announced a couple months ago that they're pulling out entire coast. So
Avelo is,
yeah.
Is Avelo on its last? Okay, never mind.
I don't know.
I'm not going to ask. Yeah. I'm not going to ask.
I think they're focusing more on the East Coast, which is fine.
And, do you see, well, we've run out of time. I was going to ask about larger airlines taking over the smaller ones, taking over their routes. And
I think we're going to be good with the routes that we have in the type of aircraft for now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So what we're looking at in the future is more different destinations.
Hopefully.
The big thing is the Denver one is doing well.
Right. And we want that to continue along with our other markets. It's a supply and demand industry. So the more people that use local, the better opportunity we'll have in the future.
Expanding the size of our terminal?
And so when we get to that point, there will be a time where we want to look at new terminal and what that's going to look like. So we'll wait for those triggers to happen and then look forward.
Well, I sure appreciate you taking time today, of all days. You've already been out there.
I have.
At the
it's been an early morning.
Because today is the day they started resurfacing relighting, redoing everything, including the parking lot out at Benton or at Reading Airport. And I know that you could have probably been doing 100 different things, but I appreciate you coming in so we could tell everybody what's going on, why it happened, and in 28 days, 27 days now, we'll have that first flight coming back in.
Yeah, it's go time, and I hope we've done a decent job of communicating to the public. That was our intent, mm-hmm. and we'll get through this.
Great. Well, you know, Andy, I'm glad that you decided that you'd like to come here to Reading. And there's, you know, if you're an outdoor guy, there's plenty of things. Do you fish at all?
I don't fish. I'm more of a golfer, downhill skier, hiker, camper, stuff like that.
Well, you know, the thing is they say it, but it's true. You can play golf in the morning, ski in the afternoon.
Works for me.
And then the next, and then be the next day on the beach. Yeah. Really, you can do, I guess, right, all three of them. Yeah, or the lake. Oh, and that reminds me that Holiday Harbor has got a special on their party boats and their houseboats.
Oh, right on.
Get up to 25% off. And this is is the best time to go out there. Mention us, KCNR.
Thanks for having me.
You bet, Andy, and thank you so much for taking the time to come in. Hey, when we get back, the next hour is going to be open line. I've got like about 10 things to talk about, but I'd like to hear what you're going to talk about when we get back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump on the world stage addressing the UN General Assembly in New York, directing some of his remarks to Hamas.
Those who want peace should be united with one message. Release the hostages now. Just release the hostages now.
The president saying that the UN is not even coming close to living up to its tremendous potential. Citing what he calls their unserious and ridiculous demands, President Trump has canceled this week's planned meeting with two Democrat congressional leaders. Mr. Trump was to meet with Senate Minority Leader Schumer and House Minority Leader Jeffries to talk about averting a government shutdown at month's end. And President Trump is warning pregnant women about a popular pain reliever and fever reducer.
The president announced that the FDA will notify doctors that the use of acetaminophen or Tylenol during pregnancy can be associated with an increased risk of autism.
Don't take it. Don't take it. There's no downside in not taking it.
However, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists said the Trump administration's statement is irresponsible and is not backed by the full body of scientific evidence. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Jimmy Kimmel's time out from late night TV did not last long. He returns to the small screen tonight after ABC lifted the suspension it imposed last week. Kimmel was taken off the air for controversial remarks about Charlie Kirk's accused assassin. At least one owner of a group of ABC affiliates, Sinclair Broadcast Group, says it will not air Kimmel on its 39 ABC stations. On Wall Street this hour, stocks are mixed. The Dow trading about 242 points higher, the Nasdaq Composite Index down 68, and the S&P is 1 point in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now.
800-583-0141.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141.
Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
A powerful super typhoon bearing down on Hong Kong.
Here in this northwestern neighborhood of Hong Kong where I live, wind is already picking up. People are taking no chances. They have taped up windows with big crosses, hoping to reduce damages if they were ever breaking strong winds. And litter bins have been laid flat on the ground, hoping they would not be blown away so easily. The government has taken what they call preemptive preparations. They have told the public that they would issue the third strongest typhoon warning signals almost a day before.
And that's the BBC's Martin Yip. Mexico activating emergency controls after detecting a new case of New World screwworm in cattle near the U.S. border. The animal came from Veracruz, where the last case was reported back in July. This prompted Washington to suspend imports of live Mexican cattle. News and analysis, townhall.com. Moldovans face a wave of AI-driven disinformation.
It's all ahead of a crucial parliamentary election on Sunday. Online monitoring groups have tracked Russian propaganda campaigns aimed at reducing support for the pro-European Party of Action and Solidarity, or PAS. Researchers say these campaigns mark a new phase in Russian influence operations using AI to impersonate Western media and flood comment sections. Moldovan President Maia Sandu has warned that this vote is the most consequential in the country's history, determining its future with the EU or Russia. Keith Peters, Washington.
Russia says that it shot down 36 Ukrainian drones that were bound for Moscow, while Ukraine says Russian missiles, drones, and bombs killed at least 2 civilians. The war grinds on after 3.5 years. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Tuesday. The 23rd of September, 8:05 in the morning, and the news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here, and it's Snack Stick Day, which is blah, meh. Nothing big, huh? Nothing like Firefighters Day or National Adopt a Wolf Day or something?
No.
No.
Nothing.
Nemo. Okay. Today, aren't we glad this is the second official day of fall? It's going to be 101 today. I wish you were not in Phoenix or someplace. Tomorrow, sunny and hot with a high near 97. So just look at that. It's, you know, on Friday, another triple digit day, 101, but then it starts cooling off. When can I say that on Monday, chance of showers with a high near 87. So, at least in the evenings, it goes down 30 degrees, so in the low to mid-60s. And the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, family-owned business, been in the business 30 years. The Kinney family into the third generations of Kinneys that are helping to run that business. Discounts for seniors and veterans, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. They treat their customers great, and they're good people. The Kinney family and Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay. Open line. It's open line Tuesday. So, something stuck in your craw? Something that you want to just tell the people about? Some things that are happening? That you want to let people know about, or things that aren't fair, all of that stuff. Now, yesterday, Clint Curtis was on the show and talking about the election and transparency and all that. I went down right after the show down to the registrar's office where people are going to vote, where they're counting the votes. The thing that Curtis wants to do is he wants total transparency so nobody can say their vote wasn't counted. I think everybody wants to feel that when you vote, your vote's counted. I've always felt that way. And that when I voted, when I went down, took my ballot, filled it out, walked over to the little machine, stuck it in there, and it gave a satisfied little burp when it had it, that my vote was being counted. Well, a lot of people don't believe that for a variety of reasons. Anyway, so here's what he's doing. I went down there. I've got some photos I'm going to put on the Facebook today. And you've got, when you walk in, they've removed the first barrier when you walk in. It was that you would have the office staff behind and you're on one side. Well, that's gone. So it's wide open right now. And the voting on that day will be the ballots as they come in. There's going to be four people sitting at this table and then the ballot counter. They will look at each ballot, make sure it's marked, 50 at a time. They're going to give it to the next group. Then they count the ballots, and then the next group looks at it. All the time, there's going to be cameras on it. Now, in the same room, separated just by the screens, will be the observers. And there's spots in there for, 30, 35 observers. They can sit there and watch the screens as these are being counted. This has got to be the most boring TV that you're ever going to watch. But you can do it. And if there's then a, and then they're taken and they're, those are put into a locked container, which is in stored right there where you can see it. It's not going out into another room. It's right there. So there's a chain of custody from the time the ballots are handed in at your polling place to the time they get down there. Locked. Not removable strips that you can then reclose so anybody could open it up and reclose it. Nope, it's not going to be like that. So there should be no questions that, and if there is a question, say you get, you have an election that's within 20 votes. You can literally go back to that video recording and count each ballot, each vote, through the video screen. So there should not be a question. Now, what about the mail-in ballots? Will they come in? Those will all be counted on the day. Oh, they start coming in on October 4th. So they can start counting those early. So Curtis believes that by 10 o'clock, election night, they should have the ballots counted. It's a lot of ballots. So we'll see if he can do that. But he's got teams set up, people being paid, and they're sitting there, they're counting. And like I said, if you want to go down there and be an observer, feel free to do it. And because there's lots of observer room in there. And you've got four people teams with a supernumerary that's going to be there. If somebody has to go to the bathroom, that person comes over, takes their place, and then they'll do their counting, and they switch out teams and all these things. So, now, does that make you feel a little more like this is going to be totally transparent? The one thing he doesn't have, he's got four of these counting machines. And these things just, it's all they do. They're standalones. They just count the votes when you put them in there. He needs two more. And that's the other $100,000 that they're talking about needing, is to be able to rent those machines or buy them, whatever it is. So you've got six machines, 24 people counting votes constantly to be able to get all this done in a very short period of time. And this is what Curtis is claiming. So we'll see. Now, just so you know, that on Election Day, November 4th, we're going to do a live remote from the elections office from 7 to 9 that morning. Yeah. And we're going to be talking to people who are voting. We're going to be talking to election workers. We'll talk to Curtis. We'll talk to, his assistant, Brent. And be in there seeing, how this thing is working and come back and reporting to you that day. Now, does that mean everything is going to work perfectly? I don't know. I don't know because they haven't done it before. But it's better to start with something that there's only two things going to be on the ballot. One is the Proposition 50, one of the most blatant political travesties ever pulled on the citizens of California for the redistricting, and the 1 cent sales tax. This is a good way to break in on this. Now, there is a big question that still hasn't been answered, and I'm going to bring that up right after this break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. They have the Get Care Now for non-life-threatening emergencies. Use Get Care Now to reserve your emergency room treatment time so you're not just going down there and sitting for 2-3 hours before you can get in. You can set up a time so that you can come in. Now, this is for non-life-threatening emergencies. They're going to, when you go online and you fill this out and say, okay, I want to be in there at 3 p.m., they're going to come back and ask you a few questions like, are you having problems breathing? Is it like an elephant sitting on your chest? And, you know, are you bleeding? All these kind of questions. They're going to ask you a series of questions, 3 or 4 questions. If all those are negative, you set up a time, and then you go down the emergency room and get, be seen. Just go to ShastaRegional.com and click on the Get Care Now tab and do away with those long emergency room waits. 8:15 in the morning, and we'll be right back because I'm telling you, there's something that still needs to be done in our voting system, and we're going to discuss that as soon as we get back.
Refresh your garden at Turtle Bay Garden Nursery's Fall Plant Sale on Saturday, October 4th. Save 20 to 30% on native and drought-tolerant plants, all propagated on-site and ready to thrive in our climate. Turtle Bay members get early access on Saturday, October 4th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. with the sale open to the public from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive at the west entrance of the gardens. Turtle Bay's Fall Plant Sale, Saturday, October 4th. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Hey, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, and it's time for our annual fall sale. That's right, it's our 6th anniversary, and we want to celebrate by saving you big bucks September 19th through the 28th on products like Dimension Pre-Emergent to stop the weeds before they start. Pick up a 50-pound bag for only $39.99. Or low mulch mix to prepare for the new lawn is only $36 a yard. Popular fir walk-on bark marked down to only $33 a yard. Even road base for the potholes will start at only $36 a yard. Need landscape weed fabric? With so many sizes available, you'll be able to buy it with our deepest discounts yet. Just need to maintain the yard? Pick up a bag of our Gold Rush winterizer fertilizer for only $29.99 for a 50-pound bag. Come check out our store full of tools, pond products, garden hoses, hardware, and so much more to stock up on while it's all on sale at Lauk's Landscape Supply. Check us out on the web at laukslandscape.com. Call us at 530-378-2220. Or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort,
549-3335.
That time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
Too many Tuesday mornings. Meh. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and the Bot. And let me see. This portion of the show is brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Hey, if you are injured at work and you're not getting the treatment that you are entitled to, maybe it's time to give Patrick a call. Work injuries can be a life-changing. You may not be able to work in that job again. So maybe it takes retraining. Maybe it takes a year of physical therapy. Maybe it's a number of things, but you're not getting that treatment. Well, Patrick Gorman is an expert when it comes to workers' compensation. He's a veteran, a former law enforcement, now a lawyer, worked for insurance companies for a year or two and said, yeah, this isn't right. So he started, opened his office for workers' compensation in Palo Cedro about 5 years ago, and now it's the largest business, largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento. He is a scrapper. Give him a call at 530-262-262. 2168. It's a free consultation, and you're going to talk to Patrick. You're not talking to a PA or somebody else that's also one of his experts in it, but you're going to be talking to the man himself. You're going to tell him your story, and then he's going to tell you, he'll give you the straight scoop. Yeah. No, you know, I know as you know, it could be is that you don't need to go to court, but if you do, you want somebody that knows what he's doing. That's Patrick Gorman. Give him a call, 530-262-2168, or GormanLaw.com, located in Palo Cedro. When I went down and talked to Curtis, and I saw the setup, and I'm thinking, okay, everybody wants transparency. I mean, everything is going to be videotaped. There's going to be spots for observers right there while they're counting. No, not standing behind them, but there will be an observer, paid observer, right behind the ones counting. And then the other observers, about 10 feet away, looking at screens of everything, cameras showing every one. And, you know, it can click on this one, it can click on that, whatever, or they can all be shown at one time. But voter rolls. One of the things that has to happen is a regular scrubbing of the voter rolls. People die. People move away. People just don't vote, haven't voted in any election, yet their name is still in the roll. So how do you scrub that? Well, according to Curtis, is they get the names, you know, they're checking, stats to show who's passed away. You know, that should be headed to the registrar's office already. And they're looking at their data they have of people not voting and all this. It's not at the county level. It's at the state level. And what they have found is, okay, we know these 100 people are dead. They have moved away. They, you know, we've got the documentation, and they can send it to the state. The state has to be the ones that remove them. The state is not doing a good job on scrubbing the voter rolls. Again, you'll have places, and you read about it. Oh, they've got all these people, and yet only 40% voted. Well, that's because maybe 15 to 20% of them no longer exist. So scrubbing the voter rolls is really important. I had somebody in here talking about that lived in an apartment complex over in Chico, got five different mail-in ballots because he lived in a place where the students lived, and they no longer lived there. But that was the last address. They graduated, they, who knows, you know, dropped out of school, who knows. But he got five of these. So, I think we need to be able to scrub the rolls and have the confidence that it's being done. So, okay. Now, for people that, you know, are saying, oh, it's just all smoke and mirrors, we'll see. We'll see on November 4th. I'm going to be there. Linda will be there. I'm going to stand there and watch this at least for 2 hours from 7 to 9 while they're doing this. And we'll be reporting live. And you can call in and say, well, what about this? Well, we'll go over and find Clint Curtis or Brent, his assistant registrar, and we'll ask him, what about this? And we'll have him answer. Okay. I don't know how it can be more transparent, but then again, I'm not an expert on this, but it'll be interesting to see how this works. Okay. Jimmy Kimmel is coming back to ABC tonight. You remember what he said after the other one? Now, this was some poor, confused kid. It was MAGA, Make America Great Again, that, you know, blah, 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 got pulled off because of the backlash and right after Kirk was assassinated. Well, and they came back and said, fine, if he apologizes. Well, Kimmel said, I'm not apologizing. So ABC and Walt Disney caved. First of all, they got beat up by all the liberal sides for taking him off the air. It was a suspension. It wasn't removed. It was a suspension. So he's coming back tonight after the Walt Disney Company said in a statement the production was suspended to avoid further inflaming a tense situation at the emotional moment for our country. Yeah, you think? We felt some of his comments were ill-timed and thus insensitive. And Disney has spent several days in thoughtful conversations with Kimmel before deciding the show could resume. Kimmel says, I'm not apologizing. However, the Sinclair Broadcast Group announced it's not going to air Jimmy Kimmel's late night return across its dozens of ABC affiliates till formal discussions are held with the network regarding professionalism and accountability. And further, Sinclair is calling on Kimmel to apologize to the family of the conservative leader, Charlie Kirk, and, I read today, make a contribution to the Turning Point. So Sinclair is drawing a line. And I'm, you know, so we'll see what happens there because they have a lot. And that, by the way, includes KRCR. So Kimmel will not be on KRCR until all the rest of the stuff is settled. Frankly, I never watched Jimmy Kimmel. I didn't watch Colbert. I didn't watch, who's the other one? Fallon? Or any of those. I don't watch them. Okay, and this ages me, of course. But Johnny Carson would poke fun at politicians, but never in a part where you're calling them tyrants and dictators. And you're not using your late-night show as a platform to attack people. I mean, it's easy to sit here behind a mic and attack people. It just is. And you could say, well, you attack the Democrats. No, I attack what the Democrats do. I don't attack them personally. I don't attack Governor Newsom and say that he's a scumbag and he's a tyrant and all that. What I try to do is say, like, Proposition 50. Proposition 50 goes against everything that Californians voted for when we put up that nonpartisan redistricting commission who worked for years, spent lots of money to do the districts here in California, made up of independents, Republicans, and Democrats. One of the leaders of that nonpartisan group thoroughly condemned what Newsom was doing and totally doing away with the people doing the redistricting. Now it is strictly political. And you have people that are aging out of their very well-paid, lucrative time and power in the California Assembly or Senate. They're aging out. They're 12 years. They're the ones that were voting on making districts so now they can run in those districts that they designed themselves. I mean, does anybody see anything wrong with this? if you don't, come on in and let's just discuss it, why you think this is still okay. We have a district now. Our district that we're in looks like a rat. It's a big chunk up here at the top, MoDOT County, Shasta County, all that. And the tail of the rat goes all the way down to the San Francisco Bridge through Marin County. And so what it does is it almost guarantees that the Democrat who's running there is going to win because just of the population. Now, that's if the redistricting Proposition 50 passes. This is one, if you don't vote for, because you just say, man, I just don't want to vote, this is the time to come out and vote no on 50. And Texas did it. Texas is doing it. That's why we're doing it. Have you ever talked to two little kids and one of them points at the other kid and says, well, he ate all the chocolate. I can eat all the chocolate. You know, that's why I did it, because he did it. It is the most asinine, juvenile argument. Trust me. I was called on it when I said that one time by a gentleman. He said, that's a little kid argument, and told me why. And I went, you're absolutely right. Just because this group does it doesn't mean it's right for this group. I don't care about Texas. Because now California doing, oh, it's just till 2030. That's not true. You know that's not going to be true. California has taken, essentially has disenfranchised Northern California with this vote.
You know what's funny about that Prop 50 is I watch like Tubi TV and they have a commercial on there and it says, stop Trump's scheme to rig the next election.
Of course.
That's how they're doing it.
That's what they're saying. And we've got people, I mean, right here that go, oh, no, we need to support that because of what, you know, of what Texas is doing. You know what? We have totally, you know, when the Record Searchlight had an article on the front page on Sunday, and it was a pretty good article about this redistricting. And they asked the congressman that would be representing us from Marin County, which, by the way, that's where Newsom is now living. He's got another house there, about the wolf problem we have. Oh, no. You know, wolves are an integral part of our environment. He has no concept. And he's going to go from Marin County to Alturas? I don't think so. I mean, he might. I doubt it. But he's not a farmer, he's not a rancher, he's got no background in it. And so he's gonna represent them, all of us. And it's just wrong. Just wrong. Okay. I'll get off my soapbox and tell you that this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Which they're fixing the sidewalks on Athens Avenue, so you may get a little, you know, traffic back up around there. Founded in 1960, been in the same location since 67. I found him in 2007 and never gone to another barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, is not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and it's a great barbershop. You can make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478. Set up a time that works for you, which is the way I like to do it, and you roll in, get your haircut, roll out. Or you can just hang around sometimes and find out what's going on and chit-chat with the people in there. That's a lot of fun. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. And we'll be right back. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
there.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp, too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Holiday Harbor. Call 530-238-2383.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
That Friday feeling is more than just a day of the week. It's the sight of a full plate and the promise of more to come. It's Black Bear Diner's all-you-can-eat Friday fish fry. Get your fill of crispy, hand-breaded pollock fillets with fries, our famous hush puppies, and house-made coleslaw. Starts at 4 p.m. every Friday at Black Bear Diner. Come hungry, bring the family, and enjoy a tradition you can count on.
Black Bear Diner.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Sponsored by the Wind River Resort and Casino. The studios, even we're still down here on Market Street. In fact, we go outside and look up and down Market Street every so often and see what's going on. Welcome back. The turning point of tour is back on. As you know, Charlie Kirk was assassinated a couple weeks ago. Caused a lot of consternation, as you can imagine. Commemoration of him, of Charlie Kirk, was held Sunday. 90,000 people showing up is what they said. Tens of millions of downloads, or people streaming it all over the world. And that 90,000 was just down in Phoenix. And they said that there was, they had thousands and thousands in other cities. Anyway, the Turning Point Tour, previously known as the American Comeback Tour, is resumed at the University of Minnesota. And on the 22nd, so that started. And our campus tour this fall will continue. And there'll be even more tours in the years to come. Each stop is a chance to honor Charlie's mission and keep the fight alive, according to it. So, where's it going to be at? University of Minnesota with Michael Knowles. See what's today. Tomorrow, Virginia Tech with Megyn Kelly and Governor Glenn Youngkin. Utah State, Montana State, University of North Dakota, University of Oklahoma, Indiana University, Louisiana State, Ole Miss, Auburn, and UC Berkeley. Now, UC Berkeley's Rob Scheider, the comedian, and Frank Turek. I think that was a friend of Kirk's. You know, this type of thing is you would think that after this assassination, that it would start, the rhetoric would start toning down. When you call somebody a Nazi, a tyrant, a dictator, it takes that fringe group out there. Really is strange. You know, it kind of tells them, like, it's anything. We need to remove this man. We need to stop this because it's ruining America, blah, 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 to weak-minded people. So you think, okay, then the leadership's going to slow down. Well, not so fast. Trump calling for, besides Kimmel, he's also calling for other people to be taken off the air. You know, frankly, Mr. President, no. That's been tried right here in this little station in Redding, California. People have tried to take us off the air. Seriously, have tried to take us off the air, both the far right and the far left. So I kind of think, well, we're doing something right. They wrote to the FCC. Or I was told they wrote to the FCC, and they even made form letters that you could send off to the FCC a few years ago. And when I was questioned about that by one of that group, I said, I don't know. FCC never called us. He said, no, they must have called us. No, FCC never called us, never sent us a letter, anything. Because the FCC, at least back then, understood that some things are going to be said that you may not agree with. And if you take off every station that somebody doesn't agree with, the only thing you would have left is nothing. Just strictly music. No talk radio. And I find it abhorrent that because of what somebody says. Now, if somebody says something that celebrates the death of somebody, that business, on the other hand, can, of course, can end that relationship. In this case with Kimmel, it offended so many people, they suspended him for a week. In other cases, school teachers, military, people said things that were abhorrent about the death of a person. He deserved it. Oh, who's the him first and then naming other people afterwards? Excuse me, but when somebody calls for the death of somebody, they need to be removed from the air or from that job. If you, as the business owner, do not want to have that person representing your business. Yeah, hey, you have free speech. You're not being put in jail for it. You can say anything important you really want. However, your employer can also say, I don't want you working for me. If that's what you are promoting, you don't need to work for me. There is the responsibility in freedom of speech. So, I was surprised to see that, not surprised, but it doesn't surprise me, I guess, that there was something like 8 military members have been censured or suspended. I don't know how you suspend somebody that's in the military. You might relieve them of their duties, you know, pending an investigation, saying, why would you, you know, do you believe in, you know, promoting the death of people because of what they say? So Harris, Vice President Harris, failed presidential candidate, started, you know, on her interview, she called... She called Trump a tyrant, a dictator, destroying America. You know, and so here we go. You know, you got Trump doing it, saying people should be taken off the air because, you know, of things they say. And then you got Harris calling him a tyrant, a dictator. And it's a dictatorship here in the United States. You've got, you know, movie stars saying, oh, America has gone down the tubes, you know, all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's ridiculous. but it's still happening. So I am so vehemently opposed to Proposition 50. But I would never, ever, and I hope my friends and the people I know and you all out listening would never call for violence because of that. To combat something like this, we need to vote. You need to put this proposition away. You need to vote no on this. That's the way you handle it at the ballot box. You don't like what Trump espouses? Well, guess what? The majority, a significant majority of the United States did. They didn't care that he had been found guilty. 46 counts of this, or 5 counts of this, or that. Everybody knew about it. They didn't care. The other side had such a weak message. And what they were standing for was the reason that Trump won. Get over it. It doesn't mean you stop fighting it. It doesn't mean you stop, we can have marches, we can do this, we can register more voters. Great, that's the way to do it. But both sides need to dial this back. Kamala Harris is not an evil person. Just because you disagree with 90% of what she stands for. She's not an evil person. Dolores, good morning. Hello, Dolores, you're on.
Oh, good morning. Sorry, you always have this delay. It's kind of hard.
Yeah, it's a 7-second delay, so if somebody says something, we have the time to turn it off, you know?
Oh, great.
So don't say anything.
Okay. Right. Okay. Well, you know, I'm listening to you, Carl, about what you talk about, you know, all these things, you know? And, you know, I don't understand what is it going to take for people to stop complaining and take action about what their concerns are. And here we are. We're going to have to vote on the bill on November for Mr. Gavin Newsom to be able to do what he's going to do to redistrict all counties. You know what? I think it's going to happen because we sat on our hands and everything too long. It's just, I'm expected to pass. I really do. And it's sad because we're going to go in a different route. We had Doug LaMalfa representing us. He should have done a lot more than what he's done. He should have not been just kind of waiting. You know, he should have been addressing what could have happened, for the future. He should have been seeing this happen coming, I'm so disturbed about everything. Freedom of speech is in jeopardy. Everything. We're too close to losing everything, our freedom.
Well, the way you combat that is at the ballot box. There's no call for civil war or removing people or anything like that. So let's just say that this redistricting passes. So then maybe that means is that we need to redouble our efforts then to have somebody elected that truly represents the vast majority of this district. And unfortunately, if you are west of the I-5, many people think differently than east of the I-5 out here where we are. And the only way you're going to change that is at the ballot box. But they're fixing it in such a way that it's going to be difficult to do. Not impossible. But it's not going to be impossible because they keep doing things. We're in deficits. We're spending money that we don't have. People are being affected by this. And, so the only thing, I know that it's a long, tedious climb back into being represented. The splitting of the state, as good as, everybody, Jefferson or the split down the middle of the state, all this. You know what? That's not going to happen. At least not in today's climate.
No, it's too late. It's too late because we should have been, working smarter instead of working harder. And that's the bottom line. Every time they do something, that's when we take action, the people take action. But it's too late. You wait till somebody makes their move, instead of thinking about the future and ahead of time. And now we're here, and it's like, oh, we should have, could have, too late. We should have, could have done it a long time ago before it happened.
Yep.
We don't prevent it.
Yep.
We don't think about it.
Well, the thing is that people have a tendency to, you know, be concerned about their, and this isn't bad, about the bubble they are in, you know, their work, their job, their family, their kids. And then now we've reached that point where a cabal of legislators just completely negated what the people of California wanted. And hopefully people will understand this and vote no on 50. But you know what? I'm not sure how that's going to work. So thanks. We got to run. We're over break. Thanks, Dolores.
Okay,
we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages for our last segment. We're going to talk about Tylenol and autism.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Inviting Cultures is hosting a special free event on Saturday, October 4th from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at Meadow Lane Elementary School at 2770 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson. This multicultural gathering is designed to foster harmony among diverse cultures and will feature on-site health screenings where attendees can speak with experts about health, nutrition, also climate resilience and disaster preparedness. This celebration will also delight your taste buds with international free foods while you enjoy multicultural music and listen to inspiring guest speakers. Both kids and adults alike will love the martial arts demonstrations and opportunities to learn about Native American traditions. Inviting Culture's special events will be filled with plenty of fun activities for the kids. Saturday, October 4th at Meadow Lane Elementary School in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Don't miss this unforgettable day of connection, creativity, and celebration. Free booth space is still available by calling 530-440-2626. Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Shasta College's Harvest Fest returns to Ross Ranch on Saturday, October 18th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Start the evening with a student showcase, then enjoy a delicious dinner of whole roasted pigs and fresh produce grown by our students, plus local beer and wine, live music, dancing, and auctions. Every ticket helps our agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment students gain the hands-on experience they need to succeed. Get your tickets on Eventbrite or call 530-242-7565.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Ben, I need you to do me a big favor. I need you to go into my office, dun, 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 and you know my bag that I carry around, the little brown one? Or green one, sitting there next to my desk. Can you bring that in here, please? Thanks, buddy. Hey, it's going to be 101 today, all right? You know where it's not going to be 101? Lake Shasta. Vacation time's not over. Holiday Harbor is offering a special for the month of October, 15% off your rental. And if you mention KCNR, Carl or Linda, or anything like that, you get another 10% off, 25% off of your rental. That's right. And now, picture this. It's not crowded. Lake's calm. And you go, you know, you can fish, you can swim, whatever. Then you park your boat. And at night, you get up on the roof and just lay there. And you get a star show like you can't believe. And you're wearing a hoodie because it's cool enough to wear it. Yeah, that's right. That's at Holiday Harbor. Give them a call, 530-238-2383 or lakeshasta.com. Good people out there, and their equipment is just top-notch and just the friendliest people out there. Okay, tomorrow, I believe the DA is going to come on. And let me see. We're going to be talking about the Jazz Festival. We've got Patriot Riders all coming in tomorrow. And on the 25th, of course, we have Caffeinate for a Cause. We're going to be right down the street. In fact, I better get all of our equipment back. And right down here. And you can join us down there at Caffeinate for a Cause. Right, the one on the Dutch Bros, right here on Market Street down there by Quick and Clean Car Wash. And let me see what else. Yeah, right there. We'll be there. And we'll be, and it's a fundraiser for Turtle Bay. So you'll be able to, come in, get some money, take a look at the animals, cause they're always bringing some of the animals by. Snakes, skinks, gosh, what else? All types of things they bring. All right. Okay, Sue. Acetaminophen, how do you pronounce that?
What is it?
Acetaminophen.
Acetaminophen.
Okay, that was close.
Tylenol.
Tylenol. They made a big announcement yesterday. Thank you. Acetaminophen. Okay. Also sold under the brand name Tylenol, has been considered the safest option for managing headaches, fever, and other pain during pregnancy. And they just made an announcement not so fast. Large surveys reported that between 40 and 65% of pregnant women used that at some point. Acetaminophen or Tylenol at some point during the pregnancy, according to Society for Maternal Fetal Medicine. By 2022, the U.S. autism rate in 8-year-olds was 1 in 31, up 3.2% up from 2020, and it just seems to be growing, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Kennedy, the Department of Health, and has said that the use of this autism epidemic is fueled by environmental toxins. Even though decades of research have not yielded firm answers what contributes to autism, but many scientists believe that genetics, particularly in combination with environmental influences, play a role. They also say the rising incidence of autism could be attributed to increased access to diagnostic tools and improvement in early detection. Okay, I can go for that. A large study encompassing over 100,000 participants found that from these higher quality studies tended to find a link between Tylenol or acetaminophen use during pregnancy and neurodevelopmental disorders in children, according to a report published August 14th in BMC Environmental Health. Given the widespread use of this medication, even a small increase in risk could have major public implications, said study author Dr. Didier Prada, assistant professor of population health science and policy, environmental medicine, climate science at the Ixkin School of Medicine at Mount Sinai. More than 24 studies around the world have linked a pregnant person's frequent use of Tylenol or acetaminophen to autism and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder or ADHD in a child. But other studies have found competing evidence. A 2024 study in Sweden of about 2 million children, over 180,000 whom were exposed to this acetaminophen, Tylenol, found no associations between the pain medications and children's risk of autism. Some researchers say the data isn't so cut and dry. Many health conditions that cause pain or fever, commonly treated with Tylenol, are also associated with increased risk of autism and other neurodevelopmental disorders. In that study, found that parents with higher use of that also tended to have more diagnoses of psychiatric or neurodevelopment disorders, were more likely to smoke or take other medications. So it's something in conjunction with something else. This is huge. Because now you've got both sides. And I just saw something yesterday, put on Facebook, which of course, obviously if it's Facebook, it must be true. They said there's been nothing, no studies. Well, there have been studies. Now, the question is, women take this Tylenol to help relieve pain, fever, and all this during pregnancy. The question is it this drug, along with other things they may be taking, which is causing this, or is it that one drug, period? This was a big announcement. Of course, the people that make Tylenol are saying, whoa, there's nothing been definitely linked to this, and we believe it's a very safe drug for pregnant women to take. And this is going to go on for a while. We're going to follow this story, and you're not going to have a choice, my friends. This story is going to be out there for a while, at least for another week, because by then something else has happened and everybody's moved off it again. The final thought I have when we go back to Proposition 50 is this. Proposition 50, blaming it on Texas, is like your next-door neighbor getting arrested for DUI and the police coming over and confiscating your car, in my opinion. Have a great day. It's going to be hot. Hydrate. Be aware of leaving things in your car. And God bless America.
Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.